You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
The Chief Rabbi, Rabbi Mervis, good morning to you.
Good morning. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that." But the interesting thing about light, which is essential for the human eye to function, is that both a complete lack of it and an overabundance of it can leave us utterly helpless. After a sudden power failure at night, we desperately seek out a candle, a torch, or a mobile phone to see us through until the daylight returns. And we're all familiar with the pain of going from a darkened room into the rays of broad sunlight. It was this thought that struck me while reflecting on the astonishing and historic year that 2016 has been in anticipation of the Jewish Festival of Light, Chanukah, which begins this weekend. Many will remember this year as a time during which the political discourse was dominated by binary choices which were made to seem like complete darkness or brilliant light by all sides, when we know that, in reality, the world is far more complicated than that. On Chanukah, when kindling the lights of the menorah, we contemplate on the power of a lone flame, which even by itself can gently illuminate the darkest of spaces. Jewish tradition warns against unnecessary zealotry, even in our relentless pursuit of spirituality. King Solomon wrote, "Do not be overly righteous or too wise. Why should you destroy yourself?" 2016 has taught me that we cannot chase away the darkness with artificial blinding light. Rather, each one of us has a responsibility to avoid excess darkness and excess light, both of which have negative and destructive consequences. We must seek out the humble light of wisdom and of caring for others, the light that brings us together as families, as communities, and as a society. It is by coming together, harnessing what we have in common, rather than polarizing, which will enable us to build a stronger and more resilient future for us all. This year, the first day of Chanukah and Christmas Day will coincide for only the third time in the last 100 years. After a year in which we have been shaken by the harsh impact of polarization, as Jewish and Christian communities celebrate their different traditions alongside each other, let us find a renewed appreciation for the strength and power of the common ground, where love, mutual respect, and harmony are king.
That was Thought for the Day with Chief Rabbi Mervis.